Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
The scripture for today is John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I say to you. I fell in love with the Holy Spirit many years ago, especially when he is my best friend. He could be my friend at any time, any place. I could ask him any question. Anytime I hit a roadblock, I always ask Holy Spirit, what's the next step? Anytime I even had something minute, this morning, should I eat egg or cereal? He's always there. He's awesome. And he always gives the answer. And I think the most exciting part is knowing that he's our helper during this time to maneuver the earth successfully and live a successful life. The most amazing thing is he will minister to you. He will teach you all things, but he is a personality. He's not a thing. He's not someone you call on only when you feel like. It's a partnership. Partnership in life. Holy Spirit, what are we doing today? Holy Spirit, can we go left? Can we go right? It is a partnership. If you drive in a car with your friend and never say a word, wouldn't that be kind of weird? So if he's your partner in this life, talk to him, engage with him, be friends with him. He will show you the secret things. Another thing is the Holy Spirit can be grieved. Every time he gives you direction, you're fighting. You're, no, I'll do it my way. At some point, it's like, you know, I'll back off. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Make him your partner in this life. Have fun with him. He does the most amazing thing, including he is the Spirit of truth. We already know that. So he will show you things before they actually happen. He will start reading people's mail to you before they even open their mouth. It is a beautiful thing. Allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide. You should never be caught depressed or stuck when you have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit ministers to you. So meaning he'll bring all that peace and joy you're looking for. If you're stuck in a situation and you're on a crossroads, that is impossible when you have the Holy Spirit. He will show you direction and he's quick, very quick. You know, because he knows we are on a journey and we are winning a race. He will tell you things like, take 3 days out and just wash. He will say things like, no, now study, study, study and master something. Oh, no, shut your mouth. It's not time to talk. You know, he will correct you. And the more you engage and actively work with him, you will be so mesmerized at the instructions he'll give you, and you'll be right every time. You will always be right.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life, Then Finance. Please join Caroy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to caroyking@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.